3:11, all mixed up here on the morning after with Nick and Big J on 100.3 The X Rocks. That band is coming to town, man, the 6th of March, along with a couple other bands at the Revolution Concert House and Event Center, and that is why on the phone with us right now is the bass player for the band 3:11. It is Peanut joining us. Good morning, Peanut, man. Thanks for making time for us. We appreciate it, dude.
Anytime. Call me and I'll be there.
You're a good man, sir. You're a good man. Of course, you guys are coming into town on the 6th of March along with Soul Asylum Local H over at the Revolution Center. Tickets are on sale now at xrock.com. A very nice little three-headed monster you guys are bringing along with you. Are you happy and excited about this run?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Let's do this. Why didn't we do it before?
that's a great question. Peanut, we're celebrating 25 years here of the radio station.
Amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I can't imagine it without 3:11 in it. And, you know, your self-titled album is 25 years old now. I wonder what would the Peanut now say to the Peanut back then, just about how different and weird life is going to get?
In the weirdest way, we kind of planned for longevity. We've always been into drinking water and not overdoing any other, beverages you can imbibe. We've been smart about not going out of control and being there for each other in the long term and the short term. It's kind of been on the periphery or in the parenthetical, if you will, that we were going to try our best to last as long as possible. It's always been on the menu, and it's something we're really proud of and something that we're going to keep going for as long as possible because we ain't done yet.
It's awesome. It should be the plan. And, you think about it, and you guys have been jamming, making music for well over 30 years now. Does it feel like it's been that long, or is it still like, having fun with the guys?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah. That's what's fun about doing interviews and reflecting back and meeting new people and talking to fans and just having time by myself to reflect on everything as well. It's amazing. It's a lot to take in. When we did Enlarge the Show Detail 3, our movie that we released on March 11th last year, we're sitting in the theater with a bunch of people in Hollywood in a sold out, actual movie theater, watching on the big screen was a total trip and took me back in a way that hasn't been done before. So, live long, join a band, and make great music.
And have some good branding, too. We talked to Nick a couple years ago out at Aftershock about the way the world has changed, especially, it's hard to believe. I can't even believe it that at some point here, we have, recreational marijuana legal in many states here in the United States of America. And it blows my mind. Like, that's never something I thought would ever happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, I thought it was at least just going to be decriminalized. It was just going to be kind of a hush-hush, say no more, kind of we're going to stop arresting people, which would be nice. Even still, with lots of legality going on, there's still people in jail for something that just grows out of the ground, something that was gifted to us from a higher power that has no name.
Indeed. And, 3:11 has dipped their toes in that side of things. And not to mention, the beverages that you guys have. I mean, the 3:11 has become a business entity as well as a band. And how has that, extension to this worked out for you? Have you enjoyed that part of it as well as making the music?
Yeah, sitting down with our friends in the Rock Brothers who make our beer out of Tampa, Florida. And we're working on national deals out west and of course, Midwest and just everywhere, trying to get our suds in people's faces and down their throats. Those meetings are the best. You can't beat those meetings because we sit down with lots of beer and talk about how wonderful it is. It's really, really, really amazing.
Yeah, you're not cool as a band now if you don't have your own concoction. I mean, going back maybe to Iron Maiden's Trooper. How did that happen, do you think, where that is a thing where bands were like, it's time for us to have our own brand of beverage?
I think some of the beer companies were approaching bands. I mean, you just go to a concert, it just makes sense. I mean, there's the letting go, the letting of the hair down in rock and roll situations, and beer goes great with that. And if you do it right and give people a nice variety and you promote the culture of not overdoing it, even though the beer that I invented was 11.3. it's aptly titled Beautiful Disaster, so it kind of says, it's got claws. It lets you know that you don't want to mess around with it.
Love it. Peanut joins us from 311. The band will be in town on the 6th of March at the Revolution Center. You can grab your tickets at xrock.com. Looking forward to having you guys back in the Treasure Valley. The music industry certainly has changed over the last several years since the debut album came out, Without a Doubt. You guys continue to pump out new music, including an album last year. Was Voyager any different for you guys as a band, how you put it together, or have you pretty much figured this thing out at this point?
In the last two albums, we've been working with other writers more than normal, and it's been fun. It's been interesting. It's been a learning process. I want to just get in a room with my guys and write the best goddamn rock album we can make, and I think we've got all the talent in the team among us to hash out any kind of artistic awesome that we want to manifest with our minds. I think our priorities within the long term ups and downs of success can make you a little deer in the headlights and make you want to look for hits. And I don't think that's where it's at for 311. I don't think we wrote any of our hits to be hits. We didn't sit down and we're like, oh, how can we manipulate the masses into loving us? You know, it's all about authenticity. And I think the kids and the adults and America and the world over have a sense of authenticity way beyond the credit given generally. I think the masses are kind of sometimes fooled in that pop world, but this is rock and roll and it's way different and it's got to be authentic and real, and that's what I'm putting all my attention on.
Is there something on the bucket list that you guys feel like you haven't had a chance to check off yet?
Saturday Night Live. I want to do Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done that. It's a crying shame that we haven't done it yet. Ask anybody. But yeah, that's about it.
I like it,
yep,
man. And of course,
management.
A couple of days after you guys are here, you're going to celebrate 311 Day. This year, it's going to be down in Vegas. Of course, you talked about the movie premiere last year, and all sorts of things happen. Are you surprised, impressed at what a big deal this yearly event has become for you guys?
It's turned into an amazing thing. I actually am not shy about saying that I voted against it being 3 days, and now it's sold out for 3 days. So I'm stoked on our fans, and I'm impressed. So I'm always game for not pushing too hard, but then I'm always surprised by how much our fans want to experience more, want to see us pull out the tricks out of our hat and extend the sets and dig deep and, you know, make surprises. And it's a lot of fun for everybody. People call it a convention.
As well they should. It's what it's all about, man. It is good times. And of course, if you've seen 311 before, you know exactly what you're in store for. It's going to be a fantastic show. If you haven't, you are missing out. The 6th of March is when they'll be here at the Rev Center, along with Soul Asylum and Local H. And Peanut, man, we're looking forward to seeing you again. We appreciate the time this morning, man. Thank you very much, dude.
Great talking to you guys. Have a wonderful day. Like I said, call me anytime.
Here's traffic. I think that makes it official. We're best friends with Peanut from 311, right?
Sounds like it, yeah.
I mean, anytime? That's an open invite.